just the point we spoke about last week, that the Rambam in Hilchos Avodin quotes the beginning, Lavod be evikinani le'olam, and in Hilchos Avodin there's no mention of mitzvah, only mention about the Issa. Okay? So I suggested that maybe we should look at the Protei mitzvahs in front of the Halachas not only as an introduction, but part of the Guf Halachas themselves. Okay? I just wanted to tell you that it's not just a suggestion. If you look at the Lashon of the Rambam, the way he formulates the Protei mitzvahs, it seems to be clear that way, I think. Because let's just see how he says it over here. He says, for example, Hilchos Avodim. So, l'chei, he's starting. Hilchos Avodim, Yesh Bichlolon Sholosh Esrei Mitzvahs. Chomesh Mitzvahs Asei, Ushmona Mitzvahs Asei, V'zeu Pirton, V'chulei. Yud Aleph, La'avoy be'evikneini, la'olam, elin kein hipo loy adoinov echo mirosh evolov, v'chule. Ubiur mitzvahs eilu b'prokim eilu. So, ubiur mitzvahs eilu b'prokim eilu, vivait, how much you need a biur, that's mentioned. And if you don't need a biur, and the mitzvahs kipshutai, you don't have to talk about it.
Is there any such case that he does it?
I can't tell. I can go through every single one and see. I mean, I'm sure there might be other cases. B'lecheira, I don't know. Ubiyo mitzvahs eilu v'prokim eilu. So I assume that which in the Vaya, and he felt, only at the Vaya is the Isurim, that it's also an Isase and whatever. Okay? That's what I would have said. So I think that's Mamish. And that's what he writes Hilchos Avodim before. This Hilchos Avodim. Then it comes out you would want to say then that the mitzvah doesn't express itself in any way except for the fact that it is your Eved. Because you have to do anything, then we should talk about it. Then you should conclude that the Eved Baseh is the exact opposite of the Mitzvah Seh, because it just means you shouldn't be Meshachar the Eved. Holding on to the Eved and not being Meshachar him, that goof is the Kiyum. So you have to say anything. All you have to do is say that what you can't do is not to send them out. Because if all I'm just trying to tell you, if the mitzvah requires anything above not being over the Issa, then l'chayah he should talk about it. I'm not saying it's a proof. I'm saying either you assume like that and it's okay, or you don't assume like that and it's a kasha. But l'chayah, that's the logical conclusion. I didn't say anything, all right? Don't. If you don't need a biur, l'chayra, a vivait that he only mentioned Isa say, and everything else in the mitzvah, so, that's what it is. Okay? That's point number one. So that's, I think, it's a nice point. You can walk away with it also, son, because, you know, some would say, you know, because I heard people talk about kila protei mitzvahs as not part, it's just, you know, a way the Rambam, because the Rambam really says in the psicha to Sefer Mitzvahs, which he says really Sefer Mitzvahs the psicha the Mishneh Torah. You know, that's it. It's a way using Tayag Mitzvahs to organize Mishneh Torah. So you would have said a priori that the mentioning the mitzvahs is a rough sketch and an outline in order to know how to write the prokim, but it has no meaning. I'm not sure that that's the case at all. Okay? And then, it's not only that you should medayik really from the nusach, the way he says the mitzvahs, because it really is part of Mishneh Torah. Okay? That is. Now, let's go on. The Rambam mitzvah leish lamed hey. He says, "Hu atzivui shistavino b'din evikneini, v'hu shemishtabdim boy la'olam." So we have to know what's the who. Okay. This who seems very interesting. The who. Okay. Then he says, for who hadin l'shara she'evorim she'enam chizrim k'mo shebo lonu b'feirish hamakubo. So means that Rosh Eivorim is a Rosh Eivor, which is enam chizrim, is also yotze lecheirus, and it's not only shein v'ayin, that's a pirish hamakubo from Moshe Rabbeinu. Derech agav, this is yidia, okay? And it's just an amazing thing. Just two ideas. The first idea won't be no gay, the second idea will be no gay. But I might as well tell you both of them. Maybe a few other ideas on the side. The Rambam in Yisrael Hashmini from Ikra Das. Okay. Or the Yisrael Hashmini from Ikra Das is that Moshe Rabbeinu, as far as Torah, is the chefs of Shliach. Not anything more, not anything less. And that's what Mechikik means. And that's a shliach. And that's what it means, kiloi milibi. That everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's nothing Moshe Rabbeinu. And that was Pia Oretz, he says. Pia Oretz, Pi Ho Oretz, was Hilu the Eis Men HaShemayim, that Ki Hashem Shelochani V'loi Milibi. Okay? And that's Torah Men HaShemayim. And he says, even those things you think are not profound, they also part of Torah. And someone who says that Ois Achas or Posik Echod was not Nimsa Moshe Rabbeinu, but Moshe Rabbeinu Kosam Atzmoy, that also violates Sheresh Hashmini, that the whole Torah as we have it is Min HaShemayim. Okay? Then he says an amazing thing, which is not in the Gaetos. He says, I would have said the only explanation for that, but that's what Torah Shemayim is, or Atos is Dos, right? He has an explanation for this. He says that the Pshat is because Aruka Me'eretz Mida, every word of Torah is very profound. And the fact that we don't understand it doesn't take away from its profundity. And then he quotes how David Mashiach Yisrael, okay, Mashiach Hashem, not sure Mashiach Yisrael, for his spalal or bikesh David, the Mashiach Yisrael, gal einai v'yabito niflois miseresecha. So it means, it's an amazing thing, a part of the Yisrei, Hashmini, is not only Termeshim, but Termeshimayim is because of the profundity of each word. Okay, which Mamash, you never would have noticed that, but you might not have, but all those things. Then he goes on, and he said, also subsumed on this Yisrei Hashmini is also Purushim Kabbalah and Moshe Rabbeinu. If someone denies that there's Purushim Mekubal of Moshe Rabbeinu, and someone says that the Esog that we have is not the Esog of Moshe Rabbeinu, the way he was Moshe, or the Shefer that we have, or the Lulav that we have, or the Sukkah that we have, is also because the Mesirah was the Teira as Shliach, and the Purushim Mekubal. So Pirush Mekubal is part of the Etzem Inyan of Teremin HaShemayim. Well, that's what he says in Shemayim HaShemayim. And he goes out of his way over here and say for mitzvahs to say that the Shemayim that the Pirush Mekubal of Shein V'ayin is Lav Dafka Shein V'ayin, but it means Rosh Eivom Shein Uchayzu. What's the importance B'chalal for the mitzvah? Okay, what's the importance of it? So I just want to explain to you this. Okay, then at the end of the mitzvah, just know, just the kashas, just reading the text. Then he says towards the end of Reish Lamed Hey. Okay, let's read the whole thing. So it says, He says that. V'losh and Gemara Gittin call Hameshachre Avdei Eva Be'asei Tichsi Lolem Mem Tavodu. V'losh and Hateiruhu Shemeshachre V'shein Be'ayin. So why is he telling us this? Ukfa Nisboye Dini Mitzvizu B'shleimis B'kiddushin V'gittin and Shalom HaYisrael. What's the Ram talking about? Okay? So let's start slowly and get the words down, okay? Because that's the project, at the beginning of the project, the first simple project we have in front of us. So I think the Rambam is telling us that since he went out of his way in Reish Lamed Hey to say the mitzvah is Shirano, okay? Hein al tashia shrano, okay. It's only hora. It's not a mitzvah hechreches, okay. And it basically is a din. And the word din is not the Arabic. The word din is written in the original in the Rambam. B'din evikneini. So Shaili is, what is this din? And then he says, "Vahu, what's the din?" He's telling you what the din is. Shemishtabdin boi leolam, ushaloi tehei cheres el b'shein v'ayin. That's the din. The din has in it two dinim or something like that. Shemishtabdin boi leolam, even though or. See, he told me, Korach told me a better translation might be not Shemishtabdin, Shemishtabed. And even though there's a glimmer of Tzivui in the original Arabic, it's not clear that's what he wants to stress over here, because he really says that it's Shrano, and he calls it a din, and he says, Vuhu. So then is, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is shibud, except shein v'ayin. Two things. Shibud, the Rambam we're going to see later, splits it up as two mitzvahs. Shein v'ayin is a separate mitzvah, minyan mitzvahs. Okay? Is that it? But the Rambam is going out of his way, saying, nitazei, nay. The mitzvah is shibud, and Shichu with Shein V'ayin. Shibu, not Shichu, and Shein V'ayin. So since the mitzvah is Shichu, Shibud, and Shichu with Shein V'ayin, so the Shein V'ayin is not Stam as a side thing, but it's definition, it's what the din is. There are two dinim. The din is this and that. So he tells you the din of Shein V'ayin in Pshuto Shomikra, after there's a Pirush Mekubal from Moshe Rabbeinu, or that the Pirushim of Kabbalim, as we pointed out, are different, B'cholok, B'etzim Yisei Dinoi, from Yud Gimel Midos, or the Yud Gimel Midos is not Pshat and Pasuk, and therefore it's not Minyan HaMitzvos, and that's what the Rambam says in Shor HaSheni, whereas the Rambam says Mefurish in Shor HaSheni, that a Pirushim of Kabbal is a Minyan HaMitzvos, that the Nusach in Torah Shemiksav, after the Pirushim of Kabbal in Pshuto Shel Mikra, is the Yoytze not only in Shem V'ayin, but also with Rosh Evo. That's what he's telling us. Okay? That's who? Oh, that's the mitzvah. That's the din. The mitzvah is the din, and the din has within it two aspects. Okay? He's telling you what the din is. Okay. Now, then he goes on. V'om yisale le'olah b'hem tavodu v'om v'chiyak ish. And even though they're two different parts in the Torah, and they're not anywhere related to each other, but you should read the mitzvah as if it is, this din has these two psukim in it. V'chiyake ish, with the pirush makubal of Rosh Evom Shedu Chayzrim, and L'olam Behem Tavodu, correct? And how do I know that it's a mitzvah, in Minyan HaMitzvos? Maybe it's Tam HaDin? That he says, since the Lashon of the Chachmei Meseira is Oiva Masei, so it's a Rayadoch, there's an Asei over here. Because they wouldn't use the Lashon of Oiva Masei unless there was an Asei. For Lashon Gemara Gittin, Kol Meshach Ha'av Oiva Masei, Dichsiv Lo Lomem Tavodu. Then he continues. For Lashon HaTeirahu, Shemishtachre B'Shein V'Ayin. What the heck? V'loshin. He just said before that the mitzvah was v'chiyake, was a perish and makubal the whole of the devil. V'loshin hatera. It's a very v'loshin hatera who v'loshin hatera who shemishtache v'shein ba'ayin v'netz al tera who an yistacher v'shein v'ayin. Okay, that's mamish, a perfect translation in the Arabic, okay? What is it? So I'll tell you something. And then we'll go over and we'll just pick up the thing. Just we'll tell you just plain shot. I think I told you once, so maybe I didn't tell you that. We have a klal that shnei ksuvim boin keachon is a kosav shlishi. That's what Torah is all about. Here, there's no kosav shlishi. It's shnei ksuvim machish and zuzu. Okay. One pasuk is olam b'hem tavodu, and the other pasuk says that yesu b'shem v'ayin. So he's telling you that it's not kilu astira, that the Shein V'ayin is the Shi'uin in the Olam Behem Tavodu. V'loshen HaTeiruhu Shemishtachah V'Shein V'ayin. It's not a stira. It's not. You see, we'll see later. It's not the question, is it the Dechir? Or that the Olam Behem Tavodu was never said B'mokum Shein V'ayin. V'loshen HaTeiruhu Shemishtachah v'shem. Oh, that's the studinim. There's olam tavodu X, and there's when it's not X. It's not X v'shem v'ayin, and it's taken no olam tavodu. That's what he stresses. V'loshen hateiruhu shemishtachah v'shem v'ayin. Beseder, that's the pshat. Okay, now I'm just gonna. Few things that I missed over saying it all, but just the plain reading of the text. Okay?
That's just the idea that the din is that you have some chakra. It's not that it automatically goes out. You have to.
Yeah. But it's not a steal. You know, it's not kilo dichui on the Isa Aseh. It doesn't exist. Okay? Now, just a point, okay? If you look at the rest of the mitzvahs from, not this one, not Reish Lamed Vav, but you look, Reish Lamed Zayin, that's the way they do it. In Sefer Mitzvahs, you don't see it that much. But Minyan HaKotzer, Minyan HaKotzer is like this. Before we get started, okay? The Minyan HaKotzer says in the Proter Mitzvah says it's la'avoid, right? It's la'avoid be'evet k'nani. You don't get the impression that's the problem. You don't get the impression it's a din. You get the impression it's an alma, that it's a chiv hechechi, even though you'd want to say that it's only a din, that Salam doesn't have to talk about it. So I'm a little bit confused about that. In other words, you'd want the Ram to say in the Proter Mitzvahs that it's din evet k'nani, and that would be much better. But he doesn't say that. He does that also in the Minyan HaKotzer. He says, in the Minyan HaKotzer, he says, Lod. You see, in Minyan HaKotzer, in all the various mitzvahs over here, let's see, you open up your Sefer Mitzvahs, you see. I'll tell you what I'm trying to get here. You open Minyan HaKotzer at the end of the mitzvah say, okay? Lodin b'din Ashoyo, Lodun b'din Mechumemko, Lodin b'din Toyin v'Koyifa, Lodun, 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 okay? Lodun b'niski behemo, Lodun b'niski abo, Lodun b'ganam tashlumim, Lodun b'niski hever, Lodun b'niski eish, correct, Lodun b'niski shem echinom. Now, in Reish Lamed Hey, it's la'avod be'evet k'nani l'olim shnei b'olim tavodu. Okay. So I would have said that whether you learn it to din or you don't learn it to din, okay, but the Lodun is not Shaykh, because Lodun means the mitzvah is on Bezdin and Kilu to be done in this Inyan. And it's not clear that the mitzvah of Kanani is that, okay? But it's a little strange, because in Reish Lamed Beis, he says, Lodun be Evet Ivri, Kil Chaysov. We Lodun Kil Chaysov. Who's supposed to be done Kil Chaysov? It's the Bezin with the Marze and all that. That's what it means. That's why it's Lodun.
It makes me never different.
What?
It's talking also Lecharasmoy.
It's talking about all the different dinim. The Marze, Achiz, you have to know. But Lechera, I wouldn't have been Mechalik, and the Lashon over here, Mina Kotze, is Mechalik. Okay, correct? and maybe fakert. Says kilchaysov, that's why he says lodun. But the question, what does he mean by the hilchaysov? It means when the bez is that does the litzia or whatever. I'm just not sure what he wants exactly. But he says kilchaysov. Okay, that's one. Now, since the etzim is that the Torah is l'ol ben tavoidu, and if you read the Peshuto Shel Mikra, you'll learn that it's a bona fide tzibur, it's an alma, right? What somehow was the catalyst for the Rambam to say no, that it's a shrana? And Rabbi Yeshua Nogin, if you remember, says the difference between shrana and alma is that alma is a mitzvah hechreches, and shrana is not. So I'll tell you something. The Rambam in Mishneh Torah, when he talks about the Isa Aseh, the Oveba Aseh, in Perek Tesvil Zavodim, he says, V'chein osa l'odom l'shachre evi k'nayni, v'chol ha'mishachre roi, Oveba ba'aseh, sh'nema li'olim behem tavodu, v'chule. That's okay, he's calling him on Gittin. Nothing happened, right? I didn't do anything. Umuta l'shachre l'dvar mitzvah, afilu l'mitzvah shel divreihem, kegoin shlo hoyu asor v'beis ha'kneses, hari ze meshach re'avdoi, u'mashlim boi ha'minyon, v'chein kukriyetsu b'zeh. So it's not the Rosh that we're talking about Pasha Zocho, the Rosh in Bocha Simchov. Nay! We're talking here about Stam Mitzvah the Rabbon, Timash from a minion. You're out to Meshachre. So I would have said, the Ram Opkalant over here, that since it's a heta, Leshachrei, for even at the Rabbonon, it means you can make cheshbonis. Okay? And it's not with the plain dini d'chir, masay d'chasei. You make cheshbonis. And the mayu mahayasei and the hayasei in the Gemara is not a din d'chir. It's like din of cheshbon. It's the rabbin shiny. It's a question of making a cheshbon. So the Rambam learned that you can imagine making a cheshbon in shrana. In alma, you can't imagine such a thing. Und da steht in Rambam, der ist ein Schrana. Okay? And that's what he saw in this din, that you're Meshachre, you're allowed to Meshachre, you don't vibe. But here it's different. In the case of Shein V'ayin, or that the mitzvah of Olam Behem Tavodu wasn't said. And that's not a reason to evaluate and say something about whether it's Alma or Shrana. However, when you come to mitzvah rabo, or the mitzvah rabon, which happens in mitzvah rabo, and you can say meshachre, it's like there is a mitzvah. It's not that it wasn't said. So why is it mutter? The Ram says the mutter. You're not chayiv in shein v'ayin. You chayiv to meshachre. So the answer is the Rambam, Shrano. That's how we tell you. That's how I'm new to say it. Okay? Now, next.
That doesn't need more of an explanation. It sounds like.
What?
I don't understand.
What's your problem?
I don't know, but it doesn't. Just. I felt like it was a magic trick to have.
No, sometimes I'll tell you, they're magic tricks, I'll tell you something. the magic tricks, like, you know, certain times a Rebbe or someone will tell you, will prove something, and then you'll try to reproduce it in your house, and you say, yeah, how did he get there? Okay. Here, I think the steps are very clear. Okay. The Rambam saw that the Baalei HaMaseicha said, what did they say? They say you're allowed, you can make a chesh mayu mehayase mehayase. And in certain conditions, that even the minyan, there's no derais, it's only the rabbonon, you're allowed to meshacher. So how could they do such a thing? So it means...
Question. Tremendous question.
Yeah, so it means that the Baalei HaMaseicha, in their Maseicha, knew that this Le'olam Ben Tavoidu is not a Alma, but they had a Maseicha that it's Shirana. Otherwise, we'd be able to do such a thing. And that's why the Ram says that it's Din, and that's what the Ram says in Mi'ra Mitzvah, that it's Shirana. The Ram saw in his microscope, or that the Baalei HaMaseicha, or that that's what they're makabel. You can't know what Le'olam Ben Tavoidu is Dakatzivui. With a mitzvah hechreches, a alma, or a shrana, you can't know that yourself. How do you know that? You heard that from your Rebbe, and your Rebbe heard it from the Rebbe. So since in the Gemara Gittin, which the Ram says in the Hakdoma to Mishneh Torah, or thought the Talmud Bavli, or the Aboyim Deres, is ish mi pi ish mi Moshe Rabbeinu. So if the Baalei HaMaseicha tell you something, they're telling you something, the kach kibalti, mipi ha-shmur. So it means that that's the pshat. It means that even with mitzvah rabbonon, which pashtit should have no chal Hashem in the reisa, and tells the Ben Tavoda would make a tchiya for it, that he allowed to do it. So it must be that the Baalei HaMaseicha learned that this mitzvah is not shrana but alma. It's mamish kibaldik. And not alma but shrana, right? The only problem is that I understand the Lushan and the Arabic, everything in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Why in Mishneh Torah he doesn't stress the din and he says tavodu, and proper in the Protei HaMitzvahs, and when it comes to the Halachas, there's no mention b'chlal, you would get the impression the Tak is only a din. So why does he say it like that? Well, that's reasonable. I mean, such a thing I can leave as a kasha. But I think the observation, you see, some Rishonim will see, say the Olam Ben Tavodu, that you just shouldn't send out chinam. That's what Olam Ben Tavodu means, okay? I don't know if you have to say that in Rambam. It's not that it means that. Okay? But it means, no! But it's not a mitzvah cheches. It's only a din. So maybe you can make a cheshbonis. So it comes out, hello. I'm just going to give a marshal. And the marshal's right, but it gives you an idea. In Kesseloy, Shem Chaim Volozhin, he says that Yael Eish Kena, Eish Cheva Keni, the Gdol Averu Lishmo, okay? So he says, you can make a cheshbon of Averu Lishmo and Schor Keneged Hefseder rak before this Tayag Mitzvah, or by Benoyach afterwards. But by Yisrael after Tayag Mitzvah, you can't make such cheshbonis. You don't make cheshbonis. You do the Mitzvah, or that's the Mitzvah. You can't say, this is better like that, whatever it is, okay? That's what he says, okay? I'm not getting involved in the merits of the discussion over here. But I'll tell you, whatever you're going to say the merits of the discussion over here, or that of Chaim Voloshin says, the Yikem Mecheshbonis is only in Alma, not in Shkana. That's what I'm telling you. I'm using it as a marshal. It's not, you know, it's a marshal, but I think it drives the point home. And that's the more Mayu Mehai Mehai. Oh, that's the Cheshbon. It's a cheshbon. Okay. Now, you let me go on, I want to now discuss the Ramban's approach to Lodabem Tavodim and Chain Vayin, okay? I think of the Rambam, I think I pretty much exhausted it, and I think the observations are interesting to say. At least you can disagree with me, Adraba. But, you know, something to think about, okay? And I think the Maila is everything that I said. I didn't say anything. Adraba, I'd rather you throw a towel at me and say I didn't say anything than I said something. Okay, next. Now, mitzvah say reish lamed hey in Hasogas Ramban. Kosov Rav, va mitzvah masayim u'shloishim v'chomeish, nistavinu b'dinei v'knayni, v'hu, shenavod bo l'olam, v'shein lo cheres ele v'shein v'ayin. Ramban there, okay. Ulefi da'ati sheshtei mitzvahs hein. It's not one mitzvah. It's not a din with two dinim under it, or but it's two mitzvahs. Shnavino shenavoy beknani le'olam uvishalo nishachrei oisai bechinam. So he's not only saying that Yitzias Shein V'Ayin is a separate mitzvah minyan mitzvahs, which L'maisa, he paskins like that in his minyan, because he's moisif in the mitzvah say at the end of the mitzvah Shishoch HaRav, when he makes the ganze cheshbon, he says V'chein Mapel Shein, he doesn't have the long ones, but when the short discussion is over there, he says V'chein Mapel Shein Avdoi Mitzvah b'fnei atzmoy. Okay? Mitzvah b'fnei atzmoy. So it means that which he says over here in Nasogas, he passed halacha l'maisa. Okay. So you would have said, sh'l'shach l'isa b'chinom, he's trying to say that you don't need a d'chia of the mitzvah l'mbem tavodu, but it's something about there's no the shein v'ayin says it's not chinam, right? Not that we said in Rambo, because he says the shtickle in shein v'ayin, not in lulavem tavodu. Problem is that if you look at the more brochas, Mem Zayin, on the base, Meisvei, 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 Rabbi Eliezer, Shenichlans, the Vesa Knesset, Limotza, Soro, Vishichoy Abdoi, Vishlin, La Soro. Basic Knesset, we had a Soro. You know, you don't get the impression like the Rosh that it's Pasha Zoch or whatever you can cost him as safe, okay, to say that. Vloy motza asor. He came to the base of Mej. Vloy motza asor. Shicho in. Loi shicho loi. Trei yitzich alei. Shicho chad. Venofik bachad. Vehechi ovid hochi. Vohoma Rabbi Yehuda. Kol mashach ha'avo evo basei. Shnei molem ben tavodu. Lidvar mitzvah shayni. Fek the gemor mitzvah bo baveira. So that, I remember the Alpha was learning Brochus Mamish in high school, as he said over us from the Shiva, from a mission, that it's Mitzvah Baba Veira, it's not Mitzvah Baba Veira. The Cheshbon is the wrong Cheshbon. So the Gemara says the Cheshbon is the right Cheshbon, Mitzvah Rab Mishayni. Okay? Said there's no Mitzvah Baba Veira in Mitzvah Chutzananda. Okay, good. Comes the Ramban in Gittin Lamed Chesem and Beis Zok Terezeh V'tomani V'chibenei Mitzvah L'spalo B'tzibur Doch Hu Asei Shebetera. So we don't even know Be'etzem, we don't even know that you know, that it's because the mitzvah spala b'tzibur, you know, is bol beskes lomotz asoa kodesh bohu kleis. We don't know b'chal at the chesh. Rabban learns it's the mitzvah spala b'tzibur. B'seida. Mitzvah spala b'tzibur. And it's a chiddush because Pashas and Shulchan Aruch get the impression tefillah b'tzibur is a maila. Not kilo. Mitzvah spala b'tzibur. Rabban, no, it's a mitzvah. Okay. V'efsha shlo omer teira le'olam b'hem tavodu el mishum shalitin lehem matnas chinam ki yitichsiv bagoyim loisachonim le'olam b'hem tavodu k'zestira tu loisachonim avu k'shehu m'shachroi v'b'nei sh'noisein d'mei atzmoi o mishum mitzvah the tzirich of the rav, not from the eved. The lekachanina mut. Then he says another teretz taka dechir. So you see very clearly in the Ramban that the chinam over here is not going in shen v'ayin. The chinam is going on the etzlam metachoy. That the olamem tavodu. Okay. But I'm telling you, the Ramban is a different type from what I said in the Rambam. The Ram says it's a cheshbon, and the Ramban learns that is what the mitzvah is. Okay. It's chinam. Now, next. So what does he mean in Shen V'ayin that it's chinam? What's he talking about? So I just want to say, you would have made l'fum rita, if you looked at the Ramban, you would have said, you know, you the light bulbs would have gone on and you wouldn't have been exact. You say, make the Ramban and gittin, you said a nice shir and shalom ha'yisrael. But remember, it's mamish not that, it's a mistake. Correct? Because there he's talking about Tavod, he was talking about Shein V'ayin, not the ton. It's not mixing apples and bananas. It's two separate mitzvahs, me and I'm mitzvahs. And the more it's two separate mitzvahs, make it should tackle one.
I'm not getting it. I'm reading the Lashon here, I don't see it.
What? What do you see?
I see the Lashon here says it's one thing, little shachar so b'chinam.
Yeah.
And it's the thing, oh, should not feel Shein V'ayin. It's a separate thing.
Where do you see what?
I missed
them. Where are you reading? Read it again. Read it. Yeah. What's lo shachar osu b'chinam? What are the two mitzvahs or one mitzvah?
That's one mitzvah.
Yeah.
And then v'nitz tavenu oh it should not be osu
b'chinam. What's it? One second, we'll hold everything. Fidei Shtei Mitzvah Sein. Then Avinu Mishanav Ebe Kanei Lo'olam V'lo Nishach. You're right, but that's a pshat anyway. You're right. But that's what I want to say anyway. The lo yishachu b'chinom. Okay, good.
He says in Gittin. It's not saying differently
in Gittin. Yeah. But he has another teretz in Gittin. He says it's dechir. A second teretz. Beseder. 100%. 100%. 100%. 100%. It's wrong. But it's not, you know, okay, good. It's wrong. But that's the it's lo l'shachu b'chinam. That's the taich in the mitzvah say, correct? The mitzvah say from the mem tavod. Our inyan hazehu din min adinim shenit tavinu l'shalim le'evet k'naini shichu gufoi b'dmei einoi v'shinoi. Umeis omdoi im ba'alov bevezdin yishachru oisoi kitashlumi anezek. Umikoboko mitzvah fnei atzmo timne kechol hadinim shemona harav ukegoin mitzvah gerushin. So it means whether the word chinam or not, you know, the word chinam is referring to before, but he's learning that shen v'ayin is really the shichur is a tashlumin nezik. It's an amazing thing. It's tashlumin nezik. Okay. You see, there's a difference over here. You see, when it comes to Ulbem Tavodu, and the Issa is to Meshach Chinom, the Asay, and the Issa Asay is Chinom, if I decide not to Meshach to make Tamash the Minion, did I do anything wrong? I didn't do anything wrong. I made a chet. You know, the isa is not to meshachu b'chinam, and I didn't take advantage of that. Okay. But when it comes to shichru avodim for shein v'ayin, if it comes to a matzav that I was mapul shein v'ayin, okay, not only is no lo'il ben tavodu. But the mitzvah is that Shemeshalim with the shichur to be shein v'ayin, and that's tashlumin ezek. It's very different, l'chayu. Then. The moshul to gerushin is a little strange, because in shein va'ayin it's taka din, but mokum is the din shein va'ayin it's the chamitza to mishalim. It's not. He says that it's not a knas. He says she mitzvah she a bowl of mitzvah lo itziyo avoloi tala daitcho. The omer she mitzvah she ba'ol of mitzvah lo tziul lechelus achrei hapilo eshinoi ki bale akabola oimrim shu knas v'ein loima b'mach nitztavino Hashem izboch la'aseisei she knas b'shum ponim avol in hu din me'adinim she nitztavino l'shalim le'evet k'naini shicho guf v'demei enoi. Because if you meshachr before the amida ladin, it's tach a knas, and therefore it's moida. But knas is a prita. After amida bedin, it converts the chiv knas to chiv momen, and the mitzvah is to mekayim the tashlumin momen. That's why it's meis omdu bedin. Okay, meis omdu bedin. And that's the mitzvah. But it's different. He compares it to Gerushin. L'chur, it's choluk. In Gerushin, there's a mitzvah to megarish your wife? And then he says even further at the end. ומקומוקו מצו בפני עצמו תמנה, וכגוין מצס הגיושן לבד. Okay. So, l'chir, what he's saying, l'chatchilo, you have sometimes the mitzvah of the mitzvah afuchai as two mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. Okay? The shayla is, let's start in general now, okay? By Eved, the mitzvah is to mishabed boy, or to have him as an Eved, until the shein v'ayin, and then the mitzvah is terminated, and a new mitzvah kicks in. Okay? In the Suin and Geishin, it's like that also. The mitzvah is not only to make a Maaseh Kedushin, but to be married. I'm not talking about, you know, the question is, what is the mitzvah? Why is Geishin, why does it compare Geishin and the Suin to Evi Knaini, Lol Mem Tavodu, and Shichu, for Shein V'ayin. So I would have said the mitzvah is that you should keep him as an Evi Knaini, and the Shein V'ayin, that mitzvah is Paka, okay, and the Chiyuv is to do the opposite, whatever. And in Geishin, the mitzvah is, even though it's a mitzvah, of to remain married, it's not just the mice and the suin, okay? Okay, let me ask you a question. I mean, I'll ask you a question this way later and hold it for a thing. Someone who gets married and decides, oh, I want him a kind of mitzvah suin. So he divorces his wife, he gets married another wife and another time, and 15, 20 times. He has more mitzvahs than Yenna that remained married the whole time. I'm not talking about Shalom Bayis, I'm talking about minyan mitzvahs. Okay. No, so you think it's mamish crazy, correct? So the mitzvah is to be married. Okay, that's what I would have said. Okay, I chase it. Maybe I'm wrong, but l'chira, there's never a mitzvah to megarish your wife. You can't terminate the issues with gerushin. The comparison of gerushin to shichu shein v'ayin is very odd. Okay, you know, if you start working with shamai and shamai, but elvis dovo, mitzvah los chesed, but the geishin, the mitzvah geishin is us. L'chira is also a big chiddush over here, because the Ramban calls the shichu of Shein V'ayin a din over here, right? Correct? So he says, Kamo, he says before. He died to mitzvah saying, she's a vidush never gave a kind of tavodu. It's a vidush and kavodu, and she's a vidush and put the bass as well. For the suin of a geish is stay mitzvah saying, the suin and geish is stay mitzvah saying. Kain elu b'shove. Alot be amrin and she yubal of mitzvah v'lo yitzioi. L'cheiris, achre hapilu ha-shinoi, ki ba'al ha-gololina, v'ein lo yivish tefin ha-shem yizbach la-sayis ha-shi ha-knas, avol ha-inyin hu din me-ha-dinim. Okay. Din me-ha-dinim. This lemais is very strange, okay? So I would have said no. I would have said the mitzvah to mishet that it's a tashlum. It's din me'adinim, okay? So I'll ask you another question, okay? Two people are coming to Elam Emes, okay? One person has the same squeeze as the other person, okay? Mom, it's the exact same thing. But one of them was Megarish his wife, and one of them was not. So L'chira, you would tell me that this doesn't tip any scale, correct? Okay. Now, If you one person, the same thing, one person was Meshachre his Eved. Okay. B'shem V'ayin. And the other person didn't. See, here I could imagine it makes a difference. Right? On the other hand, the Rambam calls it a din. And the din is difficult to imagine it makes a difference. I'm just a little bit confused. And the comparison to Gerushin is very confusing. But you agree with me, right? One second. You agree with me, Yenna, that was Megarish's wife, the Chnat doesn't have more of the Chnat, right? Correct? You excuse the marshal, but I think it just tells you something. Right? Okay, now, okay, say that. And you also agree with me, the L'cheira, if he's comparing Gerushi with the Suin, with Evan in this, that the Mitzvah of the Suin is not just the... Just not the Maisa Kedushin, but being married. And Yenna, who does it 10 times, L'chair is not a big tzaddik. L'chair. Chesnet? That's what I would say. Now, then he adds something over here. When the Shach Reise Bechinom, when it's Tavino Oid, Shim Napil Shinoi Oi Eino, Yiye Ben Chirin. Umute bivas Yisrael. What does he want over here? Ye ben chirin umute bivas Yisrael. And that's the tashlum inezik. Right? So I would tell you like this. The Issa Eved in Bas Yisrael and the Heta Meshucha in Bas Yisrael is not two separate dinim. But the Chetzef M'Avdus is that which is Asas in Bas Yisrael. Not because Chson and Tush Yisrael, but an Eved is Osim Bas Yisrael. The Shem Eved is Osim Bas Yisrael. So with Shichro, it's Kva Pokem Yad, the din of the Isim Bas Yisrael. And that which requires Tefillah, even if you say Midaraisa, as the Ram learns, to the Sheni, that's the Mashim Tush Yisrael. But it hots the ton with the problem of the Isim Bas Yisrael. The Isim Bas Yisrael is Eved. Eved. So that's the Shichro, the Mitzvah, the Meshachre him, is to be Matir, it's Shichro. And that's the Matir, the Isim Bas Yisrael. When he does tefillah or not, whatever, I don't know, that's my mitzvah to be ma'amud. That he has to do tefillah in order to mashm mitzvah Yisrael. But the Issa is because of the Shem Eved.
The tefillah has nothing to do with the Shem Eved.
What?
The tefillah has nothing to do with the...
No, the tefillah is to mashm the gilech. They lost this. I'm not going to talk about this now. I'm going to give you ma'amokun. Ayin chidush ha'vele chayim ha'levi, hilchus isu'i bia, per yud gimel ha'cha yud beis. Vanilum that Sule, the Nehedi Tsiosme Avans to Israel, Sricha eight fila vagaris, we come gesh bezedinim chalukim. The mem is eke din avdois, so his poker beshicholavad. Gamli inyan isuin uktushes gufoi. Ubeshicholavad, so lios nisha begdush Israel. Are you there, gayish, shibitrila, choice of Bashas Tilos, Ella the Amin and the Kiva that gayish, hoys lishem avdus. You need to mash in the geiris. But the shicha and the isa and kedushin and bas yisrael does the be'evet has to come the shem avdus. That's what he talks about by geiris. Yeah?
We're 3 minutes to 9.
Okay, good. So we'll miss, that's the story. We'll pick up in the next 7 minutes. Okay?
What direction is the...
the next thing, maybe I just finished for a second, but really what I need is the next thing in Ramban. Next thing in Ramban, whether it's Rabbi Akiva, the next machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whatever. Anyway, I think it might be 2 months.